USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is again defending his decision to withdraw U.S. forces from northern Syria. The president says it's time for the United States to get out of endless wars. The president also plays down concerns about Turkey moving on Kurdish forces in the war-torn region of northern Syria. The president does have a message for Turkey if they destroy the Kurds.
I will wipe out his economy if that happens. I've already done it once with Pastor Brunson. I'm sure that I hope that he will act rationally. You do have to understand they've been fighting each other for many, many decades. Actually, for centuries, they've been fighting each other.
10 more counties in California are expected to lose power. This as Phase 2 begins any time now after the first phase began just after midnight. The shutoffs are meant to reduce wildfire risk. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Colombian Foreign Minister deliver statements to the press following a closed meeting at the Department of State.
When I last visited Latin America in April, I explained the Trump administration's ultimate goal in the region, which is to cement a future of democracy, peace, and prosperity. As I said then, it's not an impossible dream, nor it is a foregone conclusion. We will all have to work on this together.
A 2020 presidential candidate is releasing his higher education plan. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden unveiling a higher education plan that includes 2 years of free community college. His campaign says giving free access to community college courses would cut the cost of 4-year degrees in half. Biden's plan would invest $50 billion in high-quality job training programs, would reduce student loan debt, and make more Pell Grants available.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The wife of a U.S. diplomat is back in the States after a fatal car crash in the U.K. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
British police say Anne Sokoulis was on the wrong side of the road when she hit and killed 19-year-old Harry Dunn, his father, Tim Dunn.
She didn't mean to kill our son. It was an accident. I can forgive her for that. Forgive her for leaving. I don't know.
His parents say they don't want Sokoulis' children to be deprived of their mother. They say they don't want to see her go to jail. They only want justice for their son.
NBA Commissioner Adam Stein has released another statement saying freedom of expression has defined the league and will continue to do so. This after the general manager of the Houston Rockets expressed his support for the protesters in Hong Kong. China retaliated by canceling all the NBA preseason broadcasts that were set to be in China. Silver points to diversity as one of the strengths of the NBA and says it won't regulate what players and employees say. Former NFL and Major League Baseball player Tim Tebow says, "We've always been about free speech and letting people speak their mind."
I think when people are convicted by things that are special, especially standing up for people and helping people that really need help, I'm a believer in that. And I'm a believer when you're, whatever the controversy is, whatever the backlash, if you believe what you're doing is right and you're doing it to help people, right. Then I believe in people standing up for their convictions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.